I think we had a call from a reporter from the Daily Gleaner, and she had some concerns about money not being turned over, which kind of shocked me because we really never used to turn over money. That's not really how we operate. And about equipment not being serviced and stuff like that. So I said, you know, I figured this would just take a conversation. Rebecca went back and spoke to the CEO of the hospital and the chairman and the SMO. You know, so they said they don't know anything about this. So anyway, they went ahead and had a meeting. Rebecca called me back and said, hey, look like you just buying beds alone for this thing not going to work because they don't know where to put the bed. So they're going to need a building. She says, you know, the chairman, Mr. Benjamin, told her that, say, hey, listen, we have a plan. The plan is to actually partner with WICOM and a few others, and they have a plan of about $150 million to build a facility that holds beds. So $150 million, they would need our $100 million to do it. But we have to do it publicly because it's a charity, and that's not how charity runs. So at the end of the day, when charity is being run, if we earmark something, we can't just take it and just buy beds up. We have to do it publicly, whether through a statement, which Mr. Benjamin had suggested we did. We actually did up the statement and do it. By that time, well, you can imagine how Sunday morning, I get a call from my publicist while I was in LA, telling me that they spoke to the Disney publicist and I need to explain this $100 million. But this article came out conveniently 3 days before The Little Mermaid here. So you can imagine how that affected not just the brand, but my relationship in moving forward in the business that I'm doing.